USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden met with congressional leaders at the White House today to discuss raising the debt ceiling. Afterward, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said nothing positive came from the meeting and implied that Biden is not taking the issue seriously. However, Biden said the meeting was productive and said a first-ever government default is not an option. Another meeting is set for Friday. A New York City jury has found former President Trump liable in the civil rape defamation lawsuit. Trump attorney Joe Tacopina said the verdict is a mixed blessing.
We're in one sense gratified, and I know some people in this camp are very happy that, you know, the rape claim was rejected, but I'm not happy that he was not liable for anything whatsoever.
The jury awarded writer E. Jean Carroll nearly $5 million in damages. She'd claimed Trump raped her in a department store dressing room in the 90s. Trump denies those allegations and called the verdict a disgrace. The city of El Paso is being flooded with asylum seekers who are living on the streets. Some snuck across the border illegally. Others have already been processed and released by the Border Patrol. The city is now trying to separate the two groups, with federal agents telling illegal immigrants to turn themselves in. Those who don't have an appointment to plead their case before a judge will be deported. Fentanyl overdoses claim more than 75,000 lives every year in the U.S.
Today is National Fentanyl Awareness Day, an effort to shine a spotlight on the problem, which has reached communities in every sector of our society. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that's approved by the FDA and legitimately prescribed for pain management. The CDC notes it's up to 50 times stronger than heroin and around 100 times stronger than morphine. However, most recent cases of fentanyl-related harm, overdose, and death in the United States are linked to illegally made fentanyl, much of which is being smuggled across our southern border. I'm Skip Kelly.
And Wall Street closed lower today ahead of the latest inflation report. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Women should begin screening for breast cancer at age 40, not 50. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force recommends women with an average risk of breast cancer be screened every other year between the ages of 40 and 74. With more cases of breast cancer in women in their 40s, the task force says there is more value in screening at younger ages. A place where people turn to find jobs is laying off hundreds of its own employees. LinkedIn is laying off more than 700 workers worldwide. The popular business social networking platform is getting ready to pull the plug on its China-specific jobs app. The company plans to delete all user data from InCareer by August 9th. The 147th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show wraps up tonight.
Some winners so far in the hound group, Buddy the Petit Bessay Griffon Fendillon came out on top. Rummy the Pekingese won the toy group. Winston the French Bulldog won the non-sporting group. Thousands of dogs representing more than 200 breeds, including 40 from Long Island, have been competing with the Best in Show awarded Tuesday night. It's taking place at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in Flushing. This marks the first time the show has been held at the home of the U.S. Open. Lisa G., New York.
Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson is coming back. He says he will be relaunching his show on Twitter. He said not many platforms still allow free speech, but Twitter does. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.